Aloha and welcome to Kapiko Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Galdera with Kamehameha Schools Communications, and mahalo for joining us. We really appreciate it. We know these are interesting times and we appreciate you hanging in there and joining us during this podcast. And we continue, even during the pandemic, to showcase some of the innovative approaches to education, community building, and leadership through a Native Hawaiian lens. So you can catch all the episodes of Kapiko Podcast on the Ka'ipu Olono internal website for KS employees, ksbe.edu/news for everybody around the world, and also on streaming sites, including Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. So again, mahalo for tuning in. And I've really been looking forward to this particular episode because the guest we're bringing on today is a 2012 KS Kapalama graduate, and for the first time on the podcast, a Super Bowl champion is joining us. And that's Kamu Grugier Hill. Mahalo, Kamu, for joining us.
Right on. Thank you for having me. It's been long, long overdue.
Yeah. And coming to us from Miami. So we got this cross-country connection going on here.
Yep.
So, you know, as part of the Eagles team that defeated the Patriots back in 2018 and getting that Super Bowl ring, what are some of the memories that, you know, you got from that experience that you'll hold on not only through your playing career, but also throughout life?
I've been asked that question a lot. And I think, you know, the funny thing about that whole experience is, you know, that was my second year in the league, and we just started taking over, and we were so dominant that year that you didn't really have time to process what was happening. And it wasn't really until I woke up that morning of the Super Bowl, like, oh, bro, this is happening. Like, we're here. And I think just the friendships and the experiences, the parade. And for Philadelphia in itself, I mean, that was their first Super Bowl ever. So to see the emotion that the city and the fans had was, I can't even explain. I can't even put into words. But it was definitely something special. And I hope and I pray that I get to experience another one or maybe a couple more. So,
yeah, I kind of get chicken skin just thinking about how cool that was watching you there. So I can only imagine how it actually felt to be there. But take us back to your time at KS Kapalama. You were a soccer player and then actually got into football, I believe, in your junior year.
Yeah.
And then from there, you actually went on to college and then made it to the NFL. So was there a time when you were in high school at KS that you envisioned yourself making it to this level? Or was it just a byproduct of hard work and making the process work over time?
Well, honestly, I swear, I always lead with this. Like, I think, you know, truthfully, I believe in my heart, it was just the grace of God. Like, honestly, because, you know, growing up, no one in my family even went to college, you know, so I wasn't even thinking about college at the time. You know, I was growing up in Big Island, and I boarded my first 2 years at Kamehameha, and then I was in Iolani, you know, Eagle Boys. And then my mom ended up moving to Oahu, and so then I became a day student, and that's around the time I started playing football. And you know, I wasn't. I wish I could go back and you know, for lack of a better term, be a better student, because you know, junior year I didn't even have the opportunity to really play too much because my grades were not where they needed to be, and you know, I wasn't the best kid at the time. And but I did fell in love with the sport, and you know, Kamehameha did such a good job of just, you know, kind of just keeping me contained and helping me and motivating me to become who I knew I could be. And you know, so going into that senior year, I fell in love with the sport, and I did everything I could to get on the field and stay on the field. And yeah, so I mean, me, I can't honestly say I was thinking about the NFL at that time. I was definitely thinking more of, let's try and go to college.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you made those steps. You made it being drafted by the Patriots. Mm-hmm. You actually got released by them and then made your way to the Eagles, played 4 years, and now you're with Miami. And we talked about this as we were getting ready for today's podcast. And as we record today, you and your team are coming off an awesome win on the road against the San Francisco 49ers. And even though your team is rebuilding, you know, you have a lot of young talent mixed in with some great veterans, including yourself and quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. So how much fun has this move to Miami been, not only geographically being in an awesome city like Miami, but also being able for you as a leader to really help uplift some of these younger players and show them what it takes to succeed in the NFL?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you hit it right on the nose. I think, you know, we got a young team, and I'm growing in my role as like a, like you said, as a leader now. You know, when I was at the Eagles, I was the young guy. I was trying to make, you know, prove something, and you know, coming signing here in free agency. Now, I'm going into my fifth year, and I'm like one of the older guys, which is crazy to me. And you know, I just have a completely different outlook on my roles and you know, who I need to be on the field and in the locker room. But you know, we got a lot of young talent, and I think we're coming off that win was big for us. And I think we're in a good spot to, you know, keep it rolling right now.
Yeah, and it definitely makes that long cross country flight home better, oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So much. I have no idea. Didn't even have Wi-Fi on that last plane. That's real first world problems right there. No right. Wi-Fi.
Okay. Well, so speaking of Miami, I've had the pleasure of visiting Miami for vacation, and I had a ton of fun, but I was often mistaken for a Cuban, kind of the same way that we're mistaken for Mexican or Latino when we visit the West Coast. So do you run into similar situations like that, not only around town, but even in the league with teammates and other players, where it gets to the point where you have to kind of explain what it means to be Native Hawaiian and really educate people?
Oh, absolutely. I think, I think the biggest struggle from the beginning of anywhere I've ever been is out of Hawaii is they just struggle with my name. It's like they say Camu, or, you know, it's just so getting them to that point. And then they're realizing, okay, like that's not like an English name. So, you know, then the questions come, and that's when I start filling them in. And, you know, I've been blessed though, because I've had, you know, I had a former, my best friend, and he played at Kamehameha too. Pono Choi came with me to Eastern Illinois. So me and him were there. And then now, you know, even having Tua. Right. we get to kind of share we get to educate them a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. And what is the response you get? Is it kind of like an awakening? Because I know back when I used to work in minor league baseball, a lot of the questions I would get is, you know, do you guys live in grass shacks? And do you even have electricity? The real basic stuff that, you know, you think you'd be past by now. Yeah. But what are some of the questions that you help as far as educating people who are curious answer?
So college was really, we had some wild questions. Like I could, like stuff like that. Me and Pono were out one time, and we had this girl like actually say, like, do you guys speak English? We're like, we're talking to you right now.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's so beyond them. But I think, you know, now that we're all older and stuff, I think the education just comes from, they're just, a lot of people have never been, and they just want to know what it's like. They want to know what the upbringing is like. They want to know the culture. And, you know, the funny thing is, people that grew up not with a lot of culture actually, they seem more like wanting to know and more, what is the word? You know, like they're earning for a culture, you know, they want to learn about culture, and they love how diverse we are and how much culture we come from.
Well, that's great. You can be an ambassador for Native Hawaiians. And on that note, you know, you're a Native Hawaiian athlete and a public figure. And how important is that role? You mentioned leadership. Now that you're an OEV leader in such a prominent position, what type of responsibility do you take upon yourself to really help uplift not only Native Hawaiian adults, but even the next generation of students who are looking at you as that role model?
Absolutely. I think, you know, for me, like you said, it's not so much. Obviously, I want to help people and children and adults and all over the world. But, you know, helping people back home is another level and another priority for me. And Hawaii is, you don't really realize until you leave how proud and how amazing and how, you know, just powerful our culture is and where we come from and the people that, you know, the way we were raised. And I think for me, it's just every move I make, you know, it's just always trying to put Hawaii on the map and trying to make Hawaii proud. And, you know, I think that's just has a lot in common with all of us that, you know, have, you know, had a little success outside of Hawaii. You know, I talk to Tua about that all the time. You know, we talked to Max Holloway, you know, Zeke Lau, guys, that's just a common theme. We always just want to make Hawaii proud.
So speaking of some of those other prominent athletes to come from Hawaii, how cool is it to kind of be part of that fraternity of folks that are not only successful, but really embrace that leadership and willingness to uplift Native Hawaiians?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think the conversations we have is always fun. But I think the funny thing about it is we were always kind of in a circle together from the beginning. It's not like, oh, we all made it, so now let's hang out. Like, it's kind of, we were training at Tactical, we were training at all these spots, and we all just kind of, every time someone did something, good job, bro, that's awesome. And like, we just keep pushing each other like that in whatever field it is, and I mean, I just, huge shout out, another kid, Kamehameha grad, Zeke Lau, is my best friend. And, we from ninth grade have pushed each other in everything we do. So he's been a huge, huge light in my life.
Awesome.
But yeah, I think it's awesome.
Okay. So when you come back home, does your football contract allow you to go surfing and get in the water? Or is that something you have to be kind of careful with, knowing the liabilities?
Usually keep my phone on the beach and just, keep it a little hush hush.
Okay.
I don't think, I don't look too far into it. I don't think that would stop me anyway. I think that me coming home is so much more important than anything else. I mean, I love being at the beach with my family and my friends. And I mean, I take that over anything every day.
Awesome. And last thing, Kamu, before we let you go, with all the stress and lack of clarity going on with this COVID-19 pandemic, what messages of encouragement or words of wisdom do you have for our current Kamehameha School students and even the Kamehameha School's Ohana who supports you and follows you and watches your games every Sunday?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you and mahalo to all you guys for always supporting. Like I said, all of us are just so happy and so we just want to make you guys proud. And for people, in this time right now, I think just find a way to make this a little normal and just keep striving for that perfection and striving for greater, And I think a big thing that is simple, but I've always kept with me is just don't settle for anything and always keep pushing.
Awesome. And mahalo, Kamu, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Right on. Thank you guys for having me.
And for all our viewers and listeners, be sure to tune in to all our Kapiko podcast episodes. I mentioned earlier, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. You can follow us on those apps. And the best way to actually catch us is through our website, ksbe.edu/news, and also on our very MS School social media channels. So again, mahalo, Kamu. And for Kamu, I'm Kyle. Take care and aloha.
Right on.